Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab addressed the nation, announcing the resignation of his government after a powerful Beirut port explosion sparked public uproar against the country's leaders. Diab said the explosion was the result of endemic corruption, adding, quote, "We are with the people in calling for trying those responsible for this crime," end quote. This comes on the heels of four of his ministers stepping down in the last 24 hours following the deadly explosion that devastated the capital last week. Meanwhile, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover. More than 30 leaders, meeting by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron, said the, quote, "assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency," end quote. The world powers insist on transparency in how the aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. Macron, who visited Beirut Thursday, said it should be coordinated by the United Nations. The world leaders called for an impartial, credible, and independent inquiry into the blast that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. A militia killed 16 people during a raid on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the army said Monday, in more ethnic violence that the United Nations has warned may constitute crimes against humanity. Attacks by various militia and armed groups, as well as counter-operations by the Congolese army, forced over 400,000 people to flee their homes between March and June. This is VOA News. A loud burst of gunfire erupted inside the main prison in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Monday.